afternoon. The very quick, dirty, and informal app demonstration about the new Virgin Media TV app, TV Anywhere. It's good times, and I like it. I will show you as much of it as I can in the most informal fashion, without any plan whatsoever. So let's do this. The app is loaded. There are some tabs along the bottom. They are as follows.
Selected. Info. Tab. 1 of 5.
Can you understand that? I hope so, because I'm not going to change it.
Guide. Tab. 2 of 5. My shows. Tab. 3 of 5. Browse. Tab. 4 of 5. More. Tab. 5 of 5.
This is the iPhone version of the app, by the way. I'm running on an iPhone 4S. Coming to you live from London. Except not really live. And my TV, which if I turn up this channel here, is showing BBC One. But assume I don't know that. So I go to the info tab, and I will go to the top of the screen and show you what is here.
Info. Search. Button. Remote. Button. Live. International Rugby Union. Scotland v New Zealand. 101 BBC One, 2 hours, 20 minutes. 2:10 PM, 4:30 PM. Rugby. Scotland take on New Zealand at Murray Field. Yes. Record. Button. Upcoming. Button. Explore. Button.
So we heard a lot of stuff there. Let's go through it again.
Search. Button.
The first thing is a search. I haven't really messed with that too much. But what I assume that the search does is allows you to look up a channel or an actor, because this is connected to my TiVo box, and I will get more into that in a bit. The next thing is the record button. If I hit this button, like pressing the record on the remote, on the TiVo remote, it will actually start recording. I don't want to record rugby.
Upcoming.
If I go into this, if I'm not mistaken, it will either tell me more about rugby upcoming on other channels or what's coming up on BBC One. Let's go in here and find out. That noise is what you would get if you did that same function on the TiVo remote.
Scotland v New Zealand, upcoming, live, International Rugby Union, info, back button.
Right, so we're in this upcoming tab now, and we'll swipe and go
info,
around the screen.
Heading. Search, button, remote, button, live, International Rugby Union, upcoming, heading, Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10 PM, 101 BBC One.
Lovely.
Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10 PM, 108 BBC One HD.
BBC One HD.
Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10 PM, 851 BBC One AD.
Yeah, it just kind of repeats a lot.
Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10 PM, 861 BBC One ing.
Yes.
Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10 PM, 862 BBC One SCO. Scotland v New Zealand, today 2:10. Scotland v New Scotland v South Scotland v South Africa, Sat 7. Oh. Scotland v South Africa, Sat 17/11, 2 p.m. 101 BBC One.
So that's after that.
Scotland v South Africa, Scotland v Italy v New Zealand, Italy v New Zealand, Sat 17/11, 2 p.m. 529 ESPN.
Okay, so it's basically a lot of sport happiness. Just checking. Okay, I thought the TV had died. It's not dead. It's just gone very quiet for the bagpipes. So
info,
we'll hit the back
button.
Button now, or we can do the two finger action, I think. Yes, we can.
Info.
And we're now back on the info tab. Right. The guide tab.
Guide tab, 2 of 5. Selected. Guide tab, 2 of 5.
I will explain the guide tab as much as I can. It's very strange, because what I've done, actually, is to set my app to only display channels that can stream. Virgin have currently a selection of channels that you can stream TV with. That means you can stream it to the iPhone instead of watching it on the on the television itself. So if I'm away from home, I can do this. Now, you can only do this on up to 2 devices at the moment. I think they should really make it 4, given that everybody these days, or pretty much everybody, will have 1 handheld device and 1 computer. So my wife and I had to think very hard about who's going to get it. I mean, she wants it so that she can watch stuff when she, you know, when she's not at the TV, or if she's feeding the baby and, you know, can't stare at the TV, can use her iPad or iPhone. And I wanted it for when I wasn't here, and for the times that, shut up, TV catch-up didn't do its job. Which isn't very often, by the way, but, you know, it's just principle. And that's 2 devices gone. Do they really think people in these day and age only have 1 computer between the whole family and 1 phone each or what? You know, 4 would have been a much more sensible offer. I may give them feedback on this. But anyway, I digress. The guide tab.
Guide.
Let's go in the guide tab and have a look.
Search button.
Again, the search.
Remote button.
And the remote. Now, the remote button actually emulates the TiVo remote. It has the buttons that you would expect on the TiVo remote, but on screen, and you can just press them, and it will interface with your TiVo box, even if you're not obviously in line of sight, because it goes, over your net connection.
Channel search button.
So the remote button is at the top of every single screen within this app, I think. I can't think of one place it isn't. Channel search. Right, so the channel search, obviously, you can then type in the channel name you want to find out about.
Schedule left. Button. Today 2 p.m. Button.
The schedule left. If I
schedule
go
left.
That.
Button. Schedule left. Today 1:30 p.m.
That shows me stuff at 1:30.
Schedule right.
If I go
button.
Right.
Schedule right. Today 2 p.m.
Button.
Schedule right.
If I go right
button.
Further.
Schedule today 2:30 p.m.
That's 2:30.
Button.
So I go back
schedule
to left.
Left. Button. Schedule left. Today 2 p.m.
That's
button.
2 p.m.
Schedule right. Stuart Little 3. Call of the Wild. 105.
Now the reason it didn't start at 101 is because I've only got it showing channels that I can stream live at the moment. So I will click on this channel.
105 channel 5. Button.
See, there's the name of the channel and the program that's currently on the channel. If I double tap on the channel name here, then it goes into
guide,
it and shows me everything that's on it starting.
Guide back today.
Early.
Sun 11/11. Heading 105 p.m. Button.
And it doesn't.
105 p.m. Stuart Little 3. Call of the Wild. 2:30 p.m. 2:30 p.m. Cats and Dogs. 4:10 p.m. Button. 4:10 p.m. You've got mail. 6:25 p.m. 6:25 p.m. 5 News Weekend.
See, it's showing me all the upcoming programs on this channel. So if I go back to the other screen.
151 5 star, 126 gold, 105 channel, 100, Stuart Little 3, Call of the Wild, 105.
Now, if I double tap on this actual program name, then we get
guide,
information about the program.
Guide, info, search,
from
button.
The top.
Remote, Stuart Little 3, 1 hour 25 minutes, 105 channel 5. 105 p.m. 2:30 p.m. The little family go on vacation to the lakeside cabin. Mysterious, yes.
Oh, sorry.
The little family go on vacation to the lakeside cabin. Mysteriously, Stuart's best friend Snowball disappears. Yes.
Now, the S means subtitles. I did see yesterday on a program ADS. AD being audio description and S being subtitles. So this program apparently does not have audio description, but does have subtitling.
Wayne Brady, link.
And now it tells me the cast, I think.
Gina Davis, link. Michael Fox, link, comma. Tom Kenny, link. Hugh Laurie, link. Cast, crew. If you like this, ellipsis, watch now, button.
So now that you have this, if you like this thing, the if you like this usually says, if you can kind of get to know how this thing works. The if you like this says, right, next buttons are going to be watch it or record it or see what's coming or get from. And get from would usually have BBC iPlayer if it's a BBC channel or on demand if it doesn't. So
if you like this, ellipsis.
We can
watch now.
Watch
button.
It now.
Record.
Record.
Button. Upcoming.
Upcoming.
Button. Get from.
Or
button.
Get from.
More. Button.
And if I and more. More usually gives you sharing options, which I've never tested, but I probably will at some point. Out of curiosity, if I go get
new
from.
Alert. On demand. Button. Cancel.
Then I get
button.
On demand. Okay, I don't want to do that, but I just want to look.
Button. Watch now.
So if I hit
button.
Watch now, I'll do the TV first.
Alert. Watch on TV. Button. Watch on iPhone. Button. Cancel. Button.
See, those are the options. Watch on TV, watch on iPhone, and cancel.
Watch on.
If I hit the watch on
watch
TV,
on TV.
Button, I'll turn the TV up slightly for this. Then it should immediately bounce.
Watch
to
now. Button.
Channel 5, which it did.
Watch on iPhone. Button.
And now the TV is displaying channel 5. So if I wanted to scare my wife, I could do this from the bathroom and really freak her out. Of course, I would never do that because I'm not that nasty, but I could. And now, let's hit watch now again.
Watch on iPhone, button.
I don't think voiceover has refreshed.
Watch on iPhone, button. If you like this, watch on iPhone, record, button. Watch on iPhone,
oh, it's now letting you do that as well. Okay, so the screen did refresh. Sometimes, of course, you know, you see voiceover screens that do not refresh properly. This obviously has. So I will now hit watch on iPhone.
Sign in. Back. Alert. Connecting to Virgin Media. Ellipsis.
It's now connecting.
Landscape. Home button to the right. Done. Button.
And it's obviously quite a long way behind, but there it is.
This week on the all-new Gadget Show.
Drones. Video. Video.
We've already heard this, haven't we?
Track position. 8 seconds. Off. 8 seconds. Done. Button.
So I hit done, and that's that.
Portrait.
Turn the TV back up. And that's the guide tab. You obviously can record it and, you know, upcoming and see what other things like that are existing and that sort of thing.
My shows. Selected.
So that's the guide tab. The
tab.
My shows tab is
my
fantastic.
Shows. Tab. 3 of 5.
This is what really is exciting me about this app. Let me do a quick
speech off
so that I can talk to you. What excites me about this app is for the first time since I think 2009 or 10 when I first got TiVo. No, we didn't get TiVo until 2010. Is that my I pay for the service and I've never been able to fully make use of it. My wife has. She's fully sighted. And, you know, I don't mind that at all. I'm not bitching. But it's nice that for the first time ever, I can set up shows, record them, and if I'm not at home at the time, I can, without help whatsoever, get back to that show and have it played back to me. This is the bit that I think you guys are going to be the most excited about if you have a TiVo and if it's connected right. Let me talk more about the TiVo and how to connect it right now. This is available from the Virgin's Help web pages and whatnot anyway, but essentially what you have to do is connect your TiVo to your router. If you're not sure how to do that, then as I said, the help pages will be the best place to start. And I don't want to tell you all the technical details on how to do that, because this isn't about that. That is beyond the scope of this podcast. But essentially, once you have connected the TiVo to your router, you can go into settings and tell it that, yes, you do want to allow remote access, and it can self-assign an IP address from your router's DHCP table, and off you go. Then when you actually load the app for the first time, you must pick your TiVo device. Mine happens to be called 2B34 for some bizarre reason. I do not know why. And the result thereof is that I can use this app in this way. What this app doesn't allow you to do is do this on 3G, but any Wi-Fi connection you have, you can stream this, stream those channels that do allow streaming. If you'd like, well, I say if you'd like, you don't really have a choice, do you? Because I forgot this isn't live. What I will do, perhaps at the end, is go back to the guide tab and show you the other channels that are streamable. As we know, Channel 5 is, and Gold is one of them, Sony TV, and a couple others. But I'd like to carry on now and show you the My Shows tab, which is really what got me very excited.
Speech on. My Shows. Tab. 3 of 5. That helps make it
so irresistibly. We're in the My Shows tab.
My Shows. Search. Remote. Selected. Date. Button. 1 of 2.
So as we saw, the search and remote button still there. Date button.
AZ. Button. AZ. 2 of 2.
And those are tabs along the top, because obviously there are tabs along the bottom, so you can't have more tabs along the bottom. And as with, for example, SoundCloud, you have tabs along the top and bottom that do different things. So tab within a tab, like a tablet. Haha, tablet.
Progress, 37%.
This progress, 37%, is what I think is used of the TiVo's hard drive. I am not 100% certain of this, and I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is. Now.
Points of view, sun, 11/11.
Points of view. I just recorded that today. I set that up yesterday from this app with no help.
10, 2.5 minutes. Set it going. 10/11.
Please don't talk when I'm talking, you rude little woman. And that was the first thing in 2 years that I personally been able to set up on the TiVo and record. Now, I may have been being very lazy as a person and not actually had anybody explain to me the menu layout for these things. And I may be able to have been done it. I think maybe James Scholes has set up TiVo to record before, but I wouldn't, you know, don't quote me on that. Maybe he hasn't. Just a guess. You know, when you have no one else to rely on, you kind of do things like that. And it's kind of more necessary. And if you do, you get a little bit complacent. I must admit, I'm of the second type and slightly complacent where that kind of thing is concerned. If it can be done, then I'd rather ask my wife to do it and have it record and get her to set it up to play it back. But now that I can do this myself, I shall be less complacent and much more happy as a result.
Points
of
view,
so there's the points
of
view thing.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
And just like if you're running iOS 6X, you can do with messages and delete this. And I've watched it now, so I will delete it.
Delete.
I will swipe down to delete and double tap.
Alert. Deleting recording. Ellipsis. My Shows.
And it's gone.
The capital X factor. Sat. 10/11. Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
I could be nasty and delete that, but my wife would kill me. The X factor. Let's move on.
Strictly condensing. Sat. 10/11.
And let's move on.
10. 2.5 min. Sat. 10/11.
Now the number by the side of all of these shows say that there are that many shows in the subcategory that are recorded. 10 being 10 2.5 men shows. So if I were to tap on that,
10, 2.5
that expands
men,
it to the right. And I know this because I've used it. You wouldn't necessarily know that. And you'd think, well, why aren't you bringing up options? Why are you not playing? But that little boink sound that you got is telling you that there are now more options to the right-hand side.
Ferrets, attack, sat, 10/11.
And because that is not a show name, it's a show episode. Although you'd be hard-pressed to know unless you did think there was a show on TV called Ferrets.
A bottle of wine and a jackhammer, sat, 10/11.
But you can see based on that that those are the dates next to them, and those are therefore times that the thing was recorded.
Three girls and a hello, the two finger rule, always a bridesmaid, golly Moses, hey, in progress, I remember the coterium, I just don't, my son's enormous head, Friday, 12, the middle, sat, 10/11.
The middle, okay.
Friday night dinner, Friday, 9/11.
What I'm guessing then, well, not guessing, the other dates by the side of these,
Friday night dinner,
I guess is the last time that an episode was recorded, and I'm guessing what it shows you is episodes in reverse date order from earliest recorded. Well, no, recorded most recently to earliest recorded going to the right.
Me and Mrs. Jones, Friday, 9/11.
Couldn't prove it.
Trolleyed, Friday, 9/11.
Until we look.
Outnumbered, Friday, 9/11. 10, come dine with me, Friday, 9/11. 5, Modern Family, Friday, 9/11. Wilfried, Thursday, 8/11. 6, Mike and Molly, Thursday, 8/5. Threesome, Mon, 5/11. Misfits, Son, 4/11. 2, The Royal Family, Wed, 31/10.
So if I go in there, you see, that expands that.
6, Marlene Class Bumps, Babies and Beyond, Wed, 3/10. Ice Age, Born of the Dinos, 2, The Queen of Sheba, Mana Comes to Stay,
and done strange
2, The Royal Misfits,
right.
2, The Royal Family.
How's about that? Yes, of course, voiceover and its idiosyncrasies decided it was going to slide off the screen a little bit. Right, anyway.
Mana Comes to Stay, weird, 31/10.
That was recorded 31st of the 10th. A long time ago.
The Queen of Sheba, Sun, 15/4.
And okay, so it is basically latest recorded first, and further down the screen you go is the next one. So what can we find to play?
Two, Ice Age, 6, Marlene Class, Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, 2009, Sun, 7/10.
Let's click that.
1 hour 50 minutes. Sun 7/10, 5:35 PM, 104, Channel 4. NR, comedy. Manny the Mammoth and Diego the Sabertooth Tiger go on a rescue mission to save Sid the Sloth from an angry Tyrannosaur mother. Ray Romano, Link. Dennis Leary, Link. John Leguizamo, Link, comma, Queen Latifah, Link. Scene Scott, Link, car, crew. If you like this, ellipsis, watch now, button. Delete, button, more, button. Delete, watch now,
so I can
button.
Watch now.
Watch now.
7:20, all the latest with the Channel 4 news. But first, dodging dinos in a prehistoric time. Animated antics, Ice Age 3, Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
Well, it definitely is a pre-recorded
for you,
show.
Phones for you.
So there we go, we've proved it.
My shows, back button.
Let's go another one.
Crew.
Just to, you know, make sure.
Cars, 2006,
correct.
Friday, 6/, Love Actually, 2003, Fantastic MR, Fox, 2009, Sun, 19/2.
Can I watch that? Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Watch now, button.
Watch now?
Watch now.
And swimming it session. Slid right to it.
More, button.
Incredibly responsive. And if for no other reason than as blind people we can actually access our boxes, it's worth connecting your TiVo to the router. Even if you have to go and buy one of those Virgin Powerline things that they're offering, do that. Incredibly useful. But that stopped, that's kind of proof that it works. It stopped playing the 20th Century Fox music and went into whatever this is. So that's pretty good.
Remote button.
Hit the remote button.
Search.
And if
button.
I press
gestures.
TV,
button. TV. Button.
It should return to live TV.
TV.
Which it has. Now, if I go back and
my
go
shows,
to the info tab.
1 of 5. Selected. Info. Tab. 105. Channel 5.
It's back on channel 5.
2:30 PM, 10 PM. Children. My shows.
Now, if
tab,
I've done that
shows,
on a show,
tab, three of,
again, let's pick
he's just
a
not
random
you, 2009,
show.
Sun. 18/9.
There we go. There's a show.
Watch now. Button.
He's not into you.
Watch
click
now.
That. It's playing the show. It's wanting a pin number.
Info.
Ah,
tab,
good.
5.
Something else I can demonstrate to you. That noise, that B-flat chord, if you care. Is the TiVo coming up and saying, I require a pin. When I did this on the iPad, it actually came up, I think, on screen with VoiceOver and said that. But because
remote
this
search,
doesn't,
he's just not
I do not know
remote,
why,
button.
The you kind of have to guess. Or, of course, they would expect you not to be blind and therefore to look at the screen. So it didn't come up with it. So I hit the remote button.
Remote, back, keyboard,
and
button.
There's a keyboard button
back,
right
back
underneath
button,
the back
keyboard,
button.
Button, keyboard.
So I hit the keyboard button.
More numbers.
I hit the more numbers thingy. And our pin
more,
numbers,
one.
Obviously, so hard to guess. We haven't changed it. One,
two.
Three, four. And as I let go of the keys, you can hear the
Beth's
phone is sending it to the TiVo,
and
it's playing.
Are on the dance floor.
And it's described.
Beth has been stuck with an older, rather paunchy man.
Dictate.
I don't
want
to dictate,
dictation.
I want to go back.
My show's info.
So let's go to the
one
info
five.
Tab now and see what it shows.
Remote, he's just not been into you, 2009.
And it shows exactly what's
so
playing.
Romantic comedy. In Baltimore, several couples. Ben Affleck. In Baltimore, several couples attempt to negotiate the pitfalls of partnership, including marriage, online dating and infidelity. Ben Affleck, Link. Jennifer Aniston. Drew Barrymore. Jennifer Connelly, Link. Kevin Connelly, Link. Car, crew. If you like this, ellipse, subscribe, button, wishlist, button, more, button, selected, info, tab, 1 of 5.
Now, I've never used the wishlist in this app, so I'm not quite sure what it does do, so I won't tell you what it does, because I'd be wrong. So let's find out together.
Wishlist, button. Wishlist recording.
Up comes
keyword.
A tab.
Wishlist recording options. Keyword. He's just not been into you. Auto record. Switch button. Off. Save wishlist with these options. Button. Don't save this wishlist. Button.
Oh, I see. So you can look up, you can set a wishlist based on keywords and it can look across the whole database of online broadcasting and record things with that those keywords.
Wishlist recording options. Don't save this wishlist.
I don't want
button.
It to save it, so I'll just hit that and it returns back
info.
To the info screen.
Info. Search. Remote. Button. He's just not been into you. 2009. Romantic comedy.
And see, it didn't give a channel number there. It only gave a year. So I, from that we can kind of assume that it's not actually a channel, and therefore it's a recording.
My shows, tab, browse,
and
tab,
that's the My Shows tab, hopefully in great enough detail to have impressed you as much as it did me. The browse tab.
Browse.
Browse tab contains a lot of unusual things.
Search, remote,
let's button. Just show you and then you can see.
Collections, movies, TV, sports, categories, info, tab, one of guide, tab.
All those things, collections, Mort's movies, Morton's movies, sports and movies, and TV and such like.
Movies,
so
collections.
If I go into collections,
back
these seem to be also things that do come up on TiVos if you can see. And so if you're not sure what to watch, you can click on one of these. I'm not sure what button you press for this, but you can do it. I've seen my wife do it.
Back button.
And
browse, search, remote,
things
button.
Like this.
Collections, Little Mix's favorite films, Virgin Movies' biggest stars, Funny Buddies, Hollywood Hitman, I've Been Expecting You, Mr. Bond, Virgin Central, Twisted Tales, Big Willy Style, On the Road, Second Chance to See, Remakes and Reversions, Our Weird World, Brand New Picks, Life, The Universe, Rocky Romances, Doctors and Nurses, Tiny Tots, Info, Tab, 1 of 5.
So the bottom one is obviously kids stuff. So yeah, when you go into collections, you get even more subcategories of collections.
Rocky Romances, Our Weird World, Brand New Picks, Our Weird World.
I'm not sure what this is, we'll just pick something random.
Back button, Horizon Global Wedding, Monster Bug Wars, World's Weirdest Restaurants, Is It Real?
World's Weirdest Restaurant.
World's Weirdest Restaurants.
That does sound quite interesting to me, actually. What does it do? See, this is great, because you can just play with stuff.
Back.
Like, you know, if you want to watch it, you can
watch
it. Bob
Lummer Showcases Crazy Restaurants. Cookery.
So what is it?
Bob Lummer Showcases Crazy Restaurants. Bob Lummer. Link. Episodes. Cast. Crew. Record. Button. Upcoming. Button.
So there's no watch now in here. Only record, upcoming,
more.
And more.
Info. Tab. 1 of 5.
So I don't know whether it's currently not on, or if it's not even in the on-demand catalog, or what.
Crew, cast, episodes. Back button.
Something.
Series 1, first aired, 2012, 13 episodes.
Alright, series 1, click that. This is rather,
back button.
You know.
World's Weirdest Restaurants. Series 1, heading.
Loading as we go along.
Going to the Dogs, first aired, 10/10/2012, ep 1.
Let's click that.
Back button.
Because I know basically the layout of the screen now, I'm going to touch near the bottom of the screen on the left-hand side.
More button.
And there's a more button.
Record.
Slightly
button.
Up, there's a record.
Bob Lummer. Record. Upcoming. Explore. But more. But info. Tab.
And
guide.
I
info.
Do
more.
Not
explore.
Seem to be
upcoming.
Able to
button.
Find this or play it. So I don't know. It must not be on TV at the moment. So you could set it to record.
Explore. Button. More. Button. Upcoming. Record. Upcoming.
If I looked
button.
In upcoming, it should tell me when it will
info.
Be airing.
Back button. World's Weirdest Restaurants.
So that's quite
upcoming. Heading. World's Weirdest Restaurants. Upcoming. Dinner Ninja Style. Say 1 at 3. Friday 16/11/10 p.m. 260 good food. Dinner Ninja Style, say 1 at 3, Friday 16/11/10 p.m. 261 good food HD.
So, okay, we can infer from that on the 16th of November, on the Friday, it'll be on good food at 10:00 p.m. So I could record it from there.
Down for the count, say 1 at 4, Friday 16/11/10:30 p.m. 260 good food.
And again on good food at 10:30, so obviously these are half an hour episodes.
Dinner Ninja Style, say 1 at 3, Friday 16/11/11 p.m. 262 good food plus 1.
Alright, understandably. And so there we have that.
Back
browse
button.
Tab isn't
back,
as
back
interesting
button.
As the other tabs. You can sometimes find things to watch, but you kind of have to know really what it is you're looking for. And I didn't. I just wanted
back,
to
back button.
Have an excuse to show you guys what it looked like.
Bob Lummer Showcases Crazy Restore.
I'm going back. I'm so deep
reading.
Into things, it's hard heading. To find out. Ah, back some more.
Back, life, the universe and everything.
What's in here? Some
back,
other random
back
category.
Inside Planet Earth, Inside Planet Earth.
Inside Planet Earth. Sounds great. Can we
back,
watch it?
Back button, wishlist, button.
Can we not
Wishes.
Watch it?
What if a crack could be opened all the way to the center of the Earth? A fascinating insight into what makes our planet a place where life can survive. Get from. Button. More.
Oh,
button.
Now there's
get
a get from. That's interesting.
Alert. On demand. Button. Cancel.
And up comes
button.
An on demand and cancel.
On demand.
If I get
button.
It from on demand, what will happen?
Cancel. Button.
I've clicked on demand.
Inside Planet Earth. Already subscribed. 07/06/2009. Watch now. Button.
Oh, I can watch it now.
Inside Planet
straight
Earth.
From
already
on demand.
Watch now.
So let's click this.
Your show is now displayed on the TV.
Oh, how lovely. It actually came up and said something useful this time.
What do we really know about the planet we live on?
And that, again, makes on-demand useful. If you can see,
Giants
you can press the on-demand button or go to channel 100 and navigate through a plethora of crazy menus
is,
and do this from the TiVo remote. But for us, Virgin have done something awesome and made this app accessible out of the box, and I cannot thank them enough for that. It's given us a huge access to what we already pay for and haven't been able to use for however long you've had the service, in my case about 3 years, going back to not even the V Plus box but the V Box, which I got in I think 2009. So for 3 years I've had this stuff, and for 3 years I've never been able to use this stuff. So yeah, definitely a big thumbs up.
Show remote control button. Okay, button. Inside Planet Earth. Your show is now displayed on the TV. Thank you. Your show is now. Thank you.
Why are you thanking me for watching TV?
Okay, show remote. Okay.
So I hit the OK button. That's great.
Get from button. Info.
Let's go to the info tab and see if it's true to its word.
Info. Search. But remote. To be announced. No information available. Selected. Info. Tab.
To be announced. Oh wow. Well, there's a sort of error with the app. Well, I don't know if it's actually with the app or with the fact that it, because it's on demand, it doesn't know what to do with itself.
Browse, tab,
fair enough,
four or five.
I suppose.
More, tab, 5 to 5.
More tab, the last of the tabs, the last of all the tabs.
Selected, more,
let's
tab,
see what's
five
in the
five.
More tab, while we have this cool planet thingy playing in the background. All right.
More, search, button, remote, button, planned recordings.
Planned recordings.
Series link manager.
Series link manager.
Search.
Search.
Remote control.
And a link to remote control, which I don't know what the point of that is, because it's already there in the other bit, unless it's a more detailed one. Let's go in and have a look, because actually I'm curious.
Remote, more, info, tab. Record button, thumbs down button, thumbs up, play button, info tab, play thumbs, record channel down, channel up,
no,
my shows, subtitles, down,
left,
text, right, left, zoom, okay, info up, guide, TV, power, gestures, button, home, button.
No, and the gestures, excuse me, the gestures thing, I'm not quite sure how to use, and I'm not sure if we can with voiceover enabled or not. So I did load it the first day I got this app, which was 2 days ago in the evening, and was quite excited about it. And looked at it and couldn't make it work. My wife wasn't even sure what to do with it. But I'm guessing that you can swipe up and down to change channel and left and right to do other stuff. Not really sure.
Remote control.
So there's the remote.
Help.
Help, lots of help on the app. You can get inline help from the app. So if you're not sure and you want to get this app and you don't know what to do with it, then do click the help thing. It's useful.
Selected DVR, 2B34.
Selected DVR, 2B34. That's my current TiVo. We have another TiVo in the bedroom. It is not connected to the router because it's very, very far from the router, and you can't do it over wireless, and I don't have enough plug sockets in the house to do the power line thingy. I might well run a cable, because the thing is, of course, you can double your recording storage. We have 500 gig TiVos, and my wife, you know, may record something on one and forget it's on one and want to watch it on the other. But if I connect both the TiVos to the network, then they can do box-to-box streaming. And it will give us access to both the boxes on the phones / iPads in the house. So there is a benefit to doing it. It's not just me being geeky and stupid. I just have to work out the best way to do that.
Settings.
Settings.
Info.
And
tab,
then the info
modified.
Tab. So if
settings.
I go into settings, we have
more back button.
Along the
settings.
Top.
Head search. But remote.
Search
button.
And remote.
Account. Heading.
Account.
Local Mac.
And the Mac.
Sign out. Button.
Sign out.
Device and player registration.
Device and player registration. Now this is where you have to set the devices that can stream live channels. If you don't set devices that can stream live channels, then you can of course hit the watch now on things that do stream or not, as the case may be, but you can only play those on your television, not when you're away from home. Excuse me a moment, please, while I just drink some juice. Probing the planet in every way possible to solve the mysteries of the deep earth. Talking without a stop for a long period of time can be hazardous to one's health. Anyway, that's that. And basically, it takes you into Safari to the Virgin Media login website where you have to enter your credentials. So please have those to hand before you get this app if you want to use it for live streaming. If you don't and don't need it, then do not worry about it.
Services. Heading.
Services.
Facebook.
You can log into Facebook.
Login normal. Button. Twitter.
And Twitter.
Login normal.
So that when you do find a show you want to share, it will come up on your Twitter feed. And others can, I'm not sure whether they can watch it, because if they don't have the service, then what can they really do? Maybe they can just read about it, I'm not certain. Anyway, I sincerely hope you found that useful. And if you have, and can take my crazy informal podcast style, then thank you for listening. And if you tuned out early, well, you won't ever get me thanking you because you tuned out early.
New notification from Hotel. Hotel.
Be quiet.
Speech off.
As I said, yeah, I hope you found it useful. And I will now leave you. So thank you for listening. Hopefully it hasn't taken too long of your time. It's nearly 3 o'clock in my time. And I hope you found that of some use. Cheers.